The real title is Productivity of Summer and Stockpile Pastures Using Default and Improved Species. And the area that we're talking about here, or the area in Canada that we're talking about, is the western part of the Aspen Parkland ecozone, and that's at about 52 degrees latitude north. So I suspect in this session we've kind of covered the south to north area pretty well. The issue that I'm going to talk about is producers usually gravitate towards certain species that's characteristic of an area, and old grass pastures tend to be quite typical of the climate and the previous management in those provinces, in those areas. The climate that we have here is about 450 millimeters of moisture annually. It's a very cool climate, and compared to some of the other climates that we've talked about, you think about that as being pretty dry, but the evapotranspiration in that area is low, and so with the short growing season, we actually have quite high yields. These are the flagship species that we have in cool season grasses, and one warm season big blue stem here going up the 100th meridian. What we would call the default species are the cool season species like smooth brome grass that have been planted in pasture for years, quack grass, and Kentucky bluegrass. Those species are quite similar to under the Great Lakes. The reason is because of our relatively moist, cool climate when we get this far north, and the only difference between the different varieties is that they're more winter hardy as we go further north. So those are the species that we tend to gravitate towards for in our old pastures, our default species. So the question becomes, is it worth our while to use improved species because producers are reluctant to adopt them? So our objective was to determine if pastures with improved species have more production potential than default pastures when managed as intensive summer and stockpiled systems. And the improved pastures that we're talking about are the meadow brome grass and alfalfa, designed for greater regrowth later in the season, giving us a longer grazing period or grazing season, and then annuals that are planted each year with late season productivity. I'm showing you this slide, species composition by pasture, averaged over 5 years of the study, and I'll get back to why 5 years in a minute. But the default perennial species that we had was smooth brome grass and Kentucky blue. Whether we had it in stockpiled or summer pasture didn't mean that much. There are differences in the numbers, but that was not a significant factor here. The improved perennial species was meadow brome grass, 50-50 mixture with alfalfa to begin with by seed number. In the summer pasture system, the alfalfa went out relatively quickly. At least by the second year, we were predominantly meadow brome grass, and that's because in the summer grazing, you have to graze during the critical period. So the alfalfa goes out. By contrast, in the stockpile pasture, where we're grazing in September and doing a hay cut previous to that in July, the alfalfa was maintained very well. The improved annual pasture is a winter triticale planted in our spring with spring oats, and in both of the stockpiled and summer pastures, the average composition was comparable. The timelines for these pastures was in our summer pasture, the entry date to the pasture was late May, early June, and that varied somewhat over the years depending on rainfall and time of planting of the annual pastures. And our criteria for entry of the pasture was by and large 2,000 kilograms per hectare of available forage. And the summer pasture was rotationally grazed within replicates, and there were about 12 sub-replicates within each of three reps, and we grazed them until September 15th. The stockpiled pasture was harvested as hay in early July and then rested until we started to graze it with strip grazing, and in a similar manner to the rotation, but it was just grazed over once within replicates from September 15th to November 1st. The summary of the pasture methods were then we used put and take and rotational during the summer part and strip grazing, and tester animals were uniform between the two periods or the two grazing times. We had a variable stocking rate then of 5% of live weight available forage daily, and stocking was adjusted every 2 weeks. Our bulk pasture was the default rotational type. The duration of pasture or pasture days in the summer, our target was 100 days and then an additional 50 for stockpiled pastures. We used spayed beef heifers, initial weight for the summer pasture about 330 kilograms. They gained approximately 100 kilograms for about 420 going into the stockpile part. The target average daily gain on the heifers was 0.9 kilograms per day, and there were really no significant differences among treatments, so quality wasn't really a factor. Again, three replicates, and the paddock size was 1.2 hectares. Well, I'm supposed to be, I was going to talk about the rainfall in the previous slide, and that's fine, I'll just do it anyway. Our rainfall from the period of April 1st through to September 15th, which kind of spans the summer grazing period, is 287 millimeters. And we actually started grazing in 1999 and ended in our last year's 2005. And I'm missing 2 years of this data because we had severe droughts in 2002 and 2003. And they were severe enough that the probability of amounts of rainfall of that much was about 5% or less, which meant they were sort of like 1 in 50 in one 100-year droughts. So the study was started in 1999, and the years where we can complete both summer and stockpile grazing were 99, 2000, 2001, 4, and 5. And on the analysis that I'm showing is a completely randomized design with analysis of variance within years and within the summer and the stockpile portions. So the data that I'm going to show is primarily animal productivity data. I'm going to look at carrying capacity of the summer and stockpiled pastures, the animal weight gain, and then the beef production. So for the summer portion, we're looking at our default pastures, primarily, again, the smooth brome grass quack grass, the improved pasture meadow brome grass alfalfa, and the improved annual oat and winter triticale. And for the summer pasture systems, our carrying capacity, which is pasture days times stocking rate, we had significant differences only in 2 years, and in this case, generally, the annual treatment had a lower carrying capacity than the default perennial or the improved perennial, and by and large, the default perennial was as good as the improved perennial during the summer season. The annual treatment was, when the annual treatment was significantly different, it was because of less grazing days or time until we could initiate grazing. On the other hand, the carrying capacity of the stockpile pasture systems, which began on the 15th of September through to the 1st of November, on stockpile grass, there were significant differences in every year, and in this case, the default pasture was usually about half of the two improved pasture counterparts. Animal weight gain for summer and pasture systems is rate of gain times the number of pasture days that we had. And here we see significant differences in the summer period during three of the years. Again, the difference is largely because of time on pasture as opposed to as opposed to rate of gain. And in this case, the default pasture was as good as the improved pasture during the summer period. In the fall, or in the stockpile pastures, we had a significant difference only because we were able to adjust our stocking rates in animal weight gain. We had a difference in only in 1 year, and we had a severe decrease in forage availability in 2001 because our drought started in August of 2001, and there was no rain really until the following mid-summer. And so we had a low availability again in that default pasture. Beef production is the animal weight gain times carrying capacity, or daily gain times carrying capacity. And in our summer pasture, the results follow carrying capacity for our comparisons. And so in that case, where there was a difference, it was usually that the default perennial and improved perennial were greater than the improved annual. For the stockpiled beef production, we had significant differences in every year. And in this case, again, both improved pasture types were usually significantly improved over the default perennial. And if we look at the average, we're seeing that our beef production on stockpiled pastures were on average twice as good with the two improved pastures as the average as the default pasture. My final slide is average beef production averaged over summer in stockpile pasture systems, and we see, if we look at the bottom line here, averaging over the 5 years of data that we collected, the improved metabrome alfalfa pasture was somewhat better than the improved annual, and those two ranked higher, although not significantly higher, than the default perennial. So in conclusion, the productivity of default and improved perennial pastures was similar for intensive rotational pasture systems in the summer. And in addition to that is that they were superior to the annual type during the summer. Productivity of stockpile default pastures was only half of that of improved perennial and annual pastures. So if we're looking at stocker systems that require more than 100 grazing days, we need to include improved pasture species and stockpile systems to enhance late season productivity and the economics of that system. So thank you very much.
We have time for questions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it looked to me like then it would be probably ideal then combination,
basically, of your default pasture plus some acres set aside to do the improved pastures that you have in stockpile. Yeah, the question is, so we have these results that show that improved pastures were superior in the fall, and the default pastures were as good as, but not better in the summer. And yes, the way we look at that those management options are that as producers are moving from an extensive system into a more productive intensive system, it's a costly proposition to make a complete change. We can see that the meadowbrome grass with improved regrowth is as good, and if the producers are in a position to change over their pasture types, then it would make sense to go to the improved type anyway. However, in the interests of economics, it might be a good idea to begin rotating in and out of those pastures rather than leave them in so long, and you might as well be using your default pastures as your summer pasture and saving the improved pastures till later, and using the annual pastures as a bridge between the two. Okay, I think that we have time now. in our discussion period, and I'm going to try and remember the order of people that made presentations. So, Mac, I'm going to ask you to help me out here. The first speaker was Jim.
Yep.
Jim Cropper. Any questions for Jim? Jim, did you get to say everything you had to say?
Yep.
Okay.